So my friend Kelly sent me a text the other day that I think was really funny and you would probably relate to. It was about how we plan to conquer the summer together while both of our boys' preschools and Mother's Day out options, well, they're no longer options for the summertime. Listen, I am all about creating fun summertime memories, but the morning coffee date with friends, the opportunity to clean up the house while the boys were in school, and getting some work deadlines met are now a little bit more challenging. But I have found us all a solution. There is an incredible app called Wendy that connects families and college student nannies. They are background checked, interviewed, and the sweetest. Not only are you able to meet your childcare needs, but you could also help those college students that are looking for summer jobs. There's options for part-time help and full-time help. Whatever your childcare needs are, Wendy has a match for all of them this summer. All you have to do is go to wendy.com/realtalk to start a search for a nanny. And as a special offer, they are going to knock $50 off your search if you go through that link. Wendy provides top-notch service, but at a fraction of the cost of traditional nanny agencies, and there's no ongoing fees. So here's how it works. Go to wendy.com/realtalk to start your search. A Wendy concierge will find great matches for your job and set up interviews for you. Then you choose the one you like. Get started now, though, because there are a lot of parents out there looking for nannies for the summertime, just like you and I. Go to wyndy.com/realtalk right now to start your search. Welcome to Real Talk with Rachel Autry, where I help you delight in life and find joy right where you are. That's what we say around here.
Loving.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Today, I can't even believe I'm saying this. I invited Lacey Abercrombie to my hotel room. We got a motel holiday. No, but really.
And I came.
And she came.
She invited me to her hotel room and then I showed up.
Yeah, I said, I think people are going to be sketched out when I tell them that I invited you to my hotel room. And she was like, I think people are going to be more sketched out
that
I came.
Yeah. Either way.
So who's weirder?
Let us know in the comments below.
Yeah. Review.
Like, if you think this is sketchy. If you think we're sketchy.
5 stars, but she's quite weird. It's fine. It wouldn't be the first one. Well, I'm so glad you came.
Thanks.
Thank you. We really are, for those listening that can't tell, we are in my hotel room.
We genuinely are.
In Dallas. And I'm so excited to have you.
Thanks.
Also, you know what was so funny is we were thinking through like this Dallas trip, which just to fill you in.
Okay. Yeah. We just met and then she pressed record. So we said, hi, nice to meet you. And then she pressed record.
And said,
so she's like,
you know
what
you're
doing. Save it for the podcast. I said, perfect.
That's great.
So now she's telling me everything for the first time.
Yeah. Welcome to our first friendship date, basically. So came to Dallas for my friend Ruth Cho Simon's book signing event tomorrow night. And we were like, well, since we're going to be here, we might as well make something out of it called a work trip write-offs.
Right.
You get it.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. So we started putting and piecing together different things like, hey, who can we meet up with? Like, who can we say hey to? And then I was like, I don't even know who's local to Dallas, but we had a few friends pop in our direct messages.
Did you know this? The DMs.
No, it all starts in the DMs. Those are the best stories.
I have no idea what you're about to tell me.
Okay. I had friends in our DMs and they were like, Lacey is in Dallas. You must. And if you don't, I don't know how I feel about you anymore. I'm like, wow.
It's all hinging on me.
Yeah, no pressure.
Yeah, no pressure at all, girl.
So I reached out and I said to you, I'm not going to play the voice message.
I was about to say, the voice message where you thought I was a mother.
I didn't think you were a mother. It came out of my mouth as fast as it did.
I felt like you thought I was a mom, which I'm actually kind of honored. I would be like a cool mom.
I think what had happened was subconsciously, I was on your Instagram and I saw your nephew.
Yeah.
And so whenever I was talking, I was like,
totally.
You get it.
Yeah,
and
you
you get it because you get baby life. And then it came out as moms. And then immediately my mind was question mark.
I loved it.
So no, Lacey is not a mother.
I'm not.
But yet, one day.
One day.
I do have to play this.
You have a lot of unread DMs.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Hold on.
Oh, my word.
Hold on. It's Sarah. We got to find Sarah. Here she is. Okay. Are you ready?
I don't know.
This is going to hype you up.
Okay.
Here we go. So she said, this is one of the people. She said, while you're in Dallas, you should try to meet up with Lacey Abercrombie and see if she wants to be on the podcast. Little did she know this was like several that had come in similar to this. I had already reached out to you and you were already coming.
People had already DM'd you about me?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're a hot commodity, girl. I told you, I'm going to hype you up. So I told her, I voice messaged her back, and I was like, Sarah, you will never believe it. She's actually coming to my hotel room.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
That's going to be the title of the episode. It's like, she when Lacey ever comes to my hotel room.
Perfect.
Jazzy Beth.
Okay.
Anywho, and then she said this. She goes, I'm quite literally screaming. And then she said,
Rachel, this is literally the best thing that's ever happened to me. My favorite podcast, my favorite Instagram influencers in the same city hanging out. I feel like I just am besties with y'all because I just am obsessed with you both on the internet and learn so much from you both and just look up to you guys and admire you and for you guys to just be hanging out and enjoying life together and talking and recording a podcast episode is literally making my entire life.
That is the nicest thing I've ever heard. We love you, Sarah.
Sarah.
Shout seriously. Out. That was so nice.
I'm telling you.
That was really sweet.
You have a lot of fans. Okay.
Anyways. So you're thinking, who can I reach out to? And
you came up.
I came up. Okay.
And you said yes.
And then I said yes.
God bless.
Praise God.
So for the friends that are maybe like, I don't get it. Who are y'all?
What are you
doing? This is my new friend, Lacey.
Hey, guys.
She's really cool.
Thanks.
She
doesn't know that I'm cool yet because we just met, but she'll find out soon.
No, I do.
Oh, you already know.
Yeah, it's quite a parasocial relationship. I actually did a senior thesis of this. It's where you know someone and you admire them, but they don't know you.
I love that.
And I feel like I know you being TikTok queen. That's how I first knew you.
Big TikToker.
Big TikToker. You on TikTok have a fun character.
Yeah.
Can you talk about her?
Yeah.
Can you introduce her to us?
Yeah. So on TikTok, I have a character. Her name is Jessie Beth, and it's short for Jezebel Bathsheba. And it's exactly what you think it is. She is a women's Christian conference speaker that you just love to hate. So she says like all of the Christian cliche things. Yeah. Like she has a very breathy tone. She knows the chords to play on the piano to get your like you and your
heart
feelings.
Strings, that's right.
Pulling on the heartstrings, goosebumps, tears flowing, etc. And she is the worst. She's like the girl who like turns like prayer requests into gossip. You know what I'm saying? Like she's that
girl.
She's just the one you don't really like.
Or
she's
like
funny.
She plugs her clout on stage.
Oh, absolutely.
Like you had one recently.
Yes.
Yeah, you had one recently.
And I was like, you can use my code.
Yeah. Or you're like when something about being verified on Instagram.
Oh, and I'm verified on Instagram.
She is.
So and
she
in the eyes of the Lord, which is more important. So. But yeah, it's like serious.
You know what? You'll start laughing before she even opens her mouth because you have random booty things taped to your face.
I do.
To be like a Britney mic, but it's like a Q-tip.
Yeah.
Or a dongle.
Right. Or a Cholula bottle.
I was about to say, or a Cholula bottle.
Like a mini. That actually is a funny story because I was at a restaurant and she brought me a mini bottle of Cholula for my breakfast.
And
I said, hi, can I steal this? And she was like, what do you mean? And I was like, and then I tried to explain it. I'm like, well, and I tape things to my face. And she was like, she was like so weirded out. So it was really exciting when I got to go back and tell her, hey, that video of me with the Cholula bottle taped to my face went viral and Cholula sent me a PR package.
They did.
And she was like, you're kidding. And I was like, I'm not kidding. So yeah, my mom was like, maybe tape a Tiffany's bracelet to your face or a Porsche car key. Like something, let's like step it up. See who else sends you gifts.
Or some red bottom heel.
Yeah, so one single red bottom heel will be my microphone next time and you guys will know exactly why. So yeah.
I love it. Okay, here's why I think you're so cool and why I think this conversation we're about to have is important. Okay, we're about to go there.
Okay.
I think there is a huge trend right now where, like, in the Christian world, you are, like, in the world or of the world. Mm. Do you see what I mean?
I do see what you mean.
And then there's, like, the super, and we love them, but, like, the people that literally, their job is ministry.
Right.
And it reads that way.
Right.
And they're in the Blazers, and they're hosting the conferences, and we love them.
Yes.
And there is a space for them.
Totally.
But to be them is not the only criteria to being a believer.
Right.
And then there's the other side, where it's like, oh, if someone's trendy, or if they do something, or don't do something,
right,
then it's like, there's no way they're a believer.
Right.
But that's not true.
Right.
And I feel like you're such a cool example to be like, no, you can be trendy. You can be fun. You can care about these things.
Yeah.
And also still
totally
have Jesus as king.
1,000,000%. Yeah.
I think you're everything that you just said is spot on. There's like two worlds, and both are necessary. Like, it's so like the people in my life that are just like full time ministry, speaking on stage, that are the Blazers. I have like a whole section of Blazers in my closet because of Jezebeth. But I also wear them in real life, like, and I slay in those. But there are people who do full time
tax write off
exactly. But there are people who do full time ministry that way, and then there's people like me who do full time ministry a different way. And both are so necessary and so valuable to the kingdom, because both we're linking arms and we're doing the same thing.
Yes.
But I think there is sometimes a miscommunication, a misunderstanding, especially with women. We feel like we have to be a certain way for God to use us. And that just like couldn't be further from the truth. I remember for like years of my life thinking like, I have to be meek. And I'm supposed to be meek and quiet and not speak up when I'm at church. And I need to be XYZ and all these things. And for years, I tried to fit in that box so that I could be used by God. And it was only whenever I like let go of being put in a box that God really. Like,
and you made fun of the box. And that's what I love.
Totally. And I'm so out of the box. I'll never fit in the box. And God's like, that's great. I want to use you anyways.
Yes.
So
I feel like I mentioned this in every episode now because it truly rocked my world. But Heather Thompson Day, she's another podcaster. She's an author. She has a podcast called Viral Jesus.
Okay.
But she said something one time that I happened to be at. I happened to be there when she said it is what I meant.
Happened to be at. I was like, okay, happened perfect. To be at.
Great. I think I know what you mean. It's fine. It's Rachelism.
I totally get it.
Where she said God only has one shot at Lacey Abercrombie being Lacey Abercrombie.
Right.
And he only has one shot at Rachel Autry being Rachel Autry.
Totally.
What a shame if we get to the end of it and I was trying so hard to be Lacey or right. You were trying so hard to be Rachel
right.
That we missed it.
It'd be a huge bummer.
Bummer.
Huge.
You're cool. But like, I'm supposed to be me.
No,
you're supposed to be you.
Totally, totally.
But I do feel like that this is, people are probably nodding like, well, yeah, of course. Like, I know I'm supposed to be me. And I know there's only something I have to offer. Mm-hmm. But like, how do I find out what that is? Mm-hmm. And how do I even lean in?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say? Like, what was your moment that you were like, yep, this feels like me? Did you have one?
That's a good question. I don't know that I had one. I think every time I like go out of the box and do something for the Lord that I feel like he's asking me to do, like whenever I feel the nudge from the Holy Spirit to do something, I always feel like the most confident version of myself when I do it, because it's a holy confidence. It's not worldly. So,
so good.
Anytime I ever I've only done stand up as Jezebeth twice, and both times I was like so nervous before I got on stage. And then I got on stage and was like, I was born to do this, which I'm not born to do stand up. Please don't try to book me for that. Like, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that I was born to, like, anytime I go on stage to speak and teach the Bible.
Yes.
Whenever I'm doing that, like I spoke at a camp this past summer, and it was, when I tell you, the holiest thing I've ever done in my entire life. Like, I've never had an encounter with God the way that I encountered him when
that's
I was
so
studying
good.
The Old Testament in a cabin in Rock Springs, Texas. Like, I mean, it was the best 4 days of my life. And whenever I was doing that, it's like, when God asks you to do something, you say yes, and then you do it, you realize like, oh,
I was
made to do this. Whatever that is. That doesn't have to be speaking on a stage. It doesn't have to be starting a podcast. It doesn't have to be. It can be being a mother. Like, when you are washing the dishes and your baby's asleep and you're realizing, I was born to do this. I was born to love this child. I was born. You know what I mean? There's so many facets. When teachers, I'm like,
bless
God
you.
Bless you all.
Y'all need a raise.
y'all need $1 billion. I'm like, I don't understand. But I'm like, you get up in the morning and you know that you're supposed to do that. And so that's why you do it so well. And so I think it's different for everybody, but I think whenever God, especially whenever the Holy Spirit nudges you to do something and then you do it, you realize, oh, I was created to do this.
I was made for this. Yeah, it's so true. I think too that like what you're saying, when you do step into what God has for you, there is this new, like, I don't know how to say it without it sounding super Christian-y, but like anointing, like you feel all of a sudden more empowered than you would have felt on your own.
Totally.
And sometimes doing the thing, I also want to say this permission. When you do the thing God calls you to do, you probably will feel like you are out punting your coverage.
Yeah.
But that's the point.
Right.
Is because if you did something you knew you could do on your own and you got away with it and it was successful, it'd be easy to take credit.
Right.
So like to do something wild with the Lord and that's also in your lane is going to feel like it takes courage.
Totally. Oh, 100 million trillion percent.
I want to know about the online space for a moment.
Okay.
Being Jezebeth, do you feel like you've gotten pushback from evangelical culture that is offended by Jezebeth?
No.
Great.
I feel like for the most part, I get pushback from people. Well, it's like yes and no. For the most part, I feel like I get the most pushback from people who are, I don't know. I do get pushed. I mean, obviously I get pushback for everything.
Whatever.
But I would say, yeah, sometimes I get pushback from people who are like, people who are like, the most common comment is people like this are why I left the church, which is a horrible comment to read, is a horrible thing to see. But it's also like, I think it's great that Jesse Beth brings light to those things and is still a believer, because it's important to know that Lacey Abercrombie is still a believer, still fighting for what's true and still fighting for people who have left the church because of people like Jesse Beth. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's important that they know that both can exist, where I can understand that there are toxic things in the church, there are hurtful things in the church, and there are people in the church who have harmed people. And yeah. It's whenever you can, I think you just gain so much respect from people who are deconstructing or have left the church or whatever, whenever you're like, no, I'm still here. But I also know that what you're saying and what you've experienced is, so is valid. True and valid.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Cause I think like the more people brush it under the rug, mm-hmm. or they're like, oh, no way. There's no, like, that doesn't exist.
It's like,
it does.
There are documentaries about it. So
there are.
Can't really hide from it now. Yeah. It's out in the
go
open.
To Hulu.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
No, literally.
You've watched those documentaries?
Absolutely.
Were they heartbreaking, fascinating, all of it?
Mostly heartbreaking.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. What would you want someone to know who maybe is like, I want to go somewhere, but I'm trying to even figure out like how I phrase it. There, I feel like what we were talking about in the beginning, how there's two kinds of people.
Right.
And we love the middle ground. Mm-hmm. Is there a way to do the middle ground well, where you still can honor the Lord and like you still can chase after him and pursue holiness and be okay to change because maybe culture is shifting and it's not mm-hmm. what you know mm-hmm. God's calling you to live your life like. But then also know that being sterile, and like I think I messaged you, stuffy, like stuffy and sterile, mm-hmm. is not also what the life God wants mm-hmm. us to live. Mm-hmm. So finding that balance mm-hmm. practically, sorry, big question here.
Yeah.
You ready? Mm-hmm. Practically, how do you feel like you can find the line to honor God, mm-hmm. but to still honor Lacey and who you've been created to be?
Yeah, I think that the most important thing in all of what you just said is that when you seek, I mean, Matthew, I want to say it's like 6:33, but I'm not really positive. In Matthew, where it says, seek first his kingdom and righteousness and all else will be given unto you. When we seek God first, like when he's the, like, I can truly say God is the first and best and most important, the best part of my life.
For
the
sure.
best.
Like, yes.
There is nothing better in my life. That is the best thing I have to offer you. When you truly believe that and then you live like you believe that, everything else comes. Like, and it's not, there's no striving, there's no chasing, there's no trying to get more followers or likes or views, or there's no like, I don't know. I think that we get caught up in one of two things. One, we get caught up in being, we're like, well, I want to be doctrinally sound and theologically correct. And we get so obsessed with that,
sure.
that there's this part of us that isn't, that we're missing the part where the Spirit gives us freedom
and relativity.
And the Spirit yes. wants to meet with us and have these beautiful life transforming moments. But because we're so focused on being doctrinally correct and theologically sound, we're missing out on some things, but then we lean way too far the other way, where we're like, well, I just want to reach the lost and I just want to, you know, feel things. And we're very emotionally heavy and we're worried a little too much about being trendy and the likes and the views and the followers and keeping up with what's cool, that we lose sight of the ultimate one thing, which is his kingdom, is the gospel, it's moving it forward. So to live in the middle of that, and I mean, I'm not saying this is the correct answer, this is the right thing, but I think the one thing that is always going to be my go-to is I have to go back to the feet of Jesus and say, Lord, who do you want me to be? What are you asking me to do?
That's right, yeah.
And I think every single thing about us that we are wondering, every question that we have about ourselves, about our calling, about our purpose is found in the secret place. And if you're not in the secret place and you don't know what the secret place is, you've got to go find it, because there's my life is so publicly and chronically online that there are so many things that I post on the internet, but the secret place is where everything happens.
That's good.
I wouldn't be able to be on this podcast talking with you about the Holy Spirit, about the Lord, if I wasn't in the secret place.
And spending time with him.
The secret place is where you find all of the answers. It's with him in the secret place, in that hiding place, that refuge. That's where you figure it all out.
That's so good. I also love how you're talking about the likes and the follows and the things, because chances are people probably press play today because they recognize you or they want something like we have, which is online presence.
Yeah.
And
which you don't want, by the way, just so you know.
Plot twist.
So you know, you don't want that.
Maybe like,
just in case you're wondering.
Exit left.
Bye.
But I do feel like it's a gift because mm-hmm. it is another kind of platform that in 2023 exists, that the stages and the pulpits or whatever, it didn't exist years ago. And I actually was sharing about this with a friend this morning, and she reminded me, she was like, well, God gives us the desires of our heart, and it doesn't mean he gives us what we want. Mm-hmm. He gives us the wants. Mm-hmm. He gives us the actual desires. Mm-hmm. So the root of what we want is actually coming from a God who loves us and also wants the best for us. And if that's true, then it also means that it's true that there's potential for your desire to be holy and done well.
Yeah.
But the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. We know this, that he's going to try and thwart and pervert your desire to make it something impure.
Right.
So with that, it could be likes and follows in a big YouTube channel or whatever it is for you, or for your TikTok to blow up and go viral, or for your podcast, like whatever, you fill in the blank. For you to desire your TikTok to blow, or like to make a Cholula bottle video and want it to go big, like, is a sweet desire, but it's the motive.
Right.
And it's like, why do you desire a following, a liking, an opportunity, a book deal? Like, what is it? Mm-hmm. And then that answer can answer a lot of the questions in your heart. So I don't think it's the want and the desire for something big that's the problem.
Right.
I think it's the why you desire it.
Yeah, that's true.
Just feel like I need to say
that.
Pop
off, girl.
Pop off. But anyways, I just feel like I need to say that because I do feel like there's people listening that specifically are interested in the influencer world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that it's not wrong to want to have that. Again, the motive is important. But I also think, like, when people ask me, I get a lot of DMs and people ask me at conferences and stuff like that, like, I want to do what you do. How did you do it? I'm like, I never once sought any of this out. I never chased a platform or followers or likes. Like, I can't say that I never have my entire life, but I didn't, that my goal, this was never my goal in life.
Sure.
And especially in the last year, the Lord just really radically transformed my life and my heart and my purpose. And I feel like in that, it's like, there is no, when you ask, like, Christine Kane, you know, how did you become, you know what I mean? In her Australian accent, she's going to tell you, I was chasing Jesus.
That's right.
And I was passionate about telling people about him.
That's good.
And he multiplied it.
That's right.
And so in my life, I love Jesus and I want people to know him. I want people to love his word. I want people to understand that there can be humor and you can have fun and you can laugh. I want Jesus to be seen in a way that he is kind and he is loving and he is gracious. But he's also the God who does, you know, he has righteous anger, and there are things that he is. It does get angry about and upset about and those kind of things. I want to present the God of the Bible in a way that is tangible for people to where they feel like they can understand. Oh, okay. And so when that's the desire of your heart, and then you say, okay, so what are my gifts? That's so funny. We did a sermon on Sunday, not we, my pastor.
I feel like
preach it, by the way. It was best
with your Josh Howard tip.
He won't let me on stage. It's so weird. Pastor Josh, just if you're listening to this, which there's a 0% chance you are, I'd love to preach on a Sunday morning.
I'll passively aggressively send it to his email.
Anyways, so he said, we were talking about like the calling on our lives. And he said, affinity, ability, and necessity will help you figure out what your calling or your purpose is. And affinity is, what do you want to do? So you look at the world and you say, what breaks your heart? Like what when you see, you're like, I have to do something about that. And then ability, what are my gifts? What am I good at? And then necessity, where can I be the greatest help? Where's the greatest need? And whenever we answer those three questions, when he said that, I was like, wow, that is so
good. It makes so much sense.
Way to go, Josh Howerton. We love you. But like he always says, praise hands, praise hands, praise hands, fire emoji, fire emoji, fire emoji. So That's for you, Josh. Again, you're not listening, but I hope you are. But those three things together will help shape anything you want to do. So if you want to be an influencer, okay, figure out what are you going to influence people to do?
That's right.
Like, because people, you know, they want to influence people. And if you're passionate about fashion, that's great. But what breaks your heart in that industry?
That's right.
And what are you going to pull people towards? That's because it is no matter what, every single thing that we do, influencing or being a teacher or being a mother, all of those things, we have to have a kingdom mindset. And so what in your calling specifically is breaking your heart, and how, what are you going to do about it? That's my biggest question is, I'm like, if you want the platform and you want the audience, again, like you said, it's not wrong to want those things.
But for what?
But like, for what
end?
And when it says God will give you the desires of your heart, he does, because he changes our heart to desire what he wants. And so we become like this open-handed, open-hearted person with, like, I'm like, whatever you ask me to do, I will do it. And then he's like, there's my girl.
It's like, and now
thank you for showing up.
You.
And now I can give you all the things that I've been wanting to give you because you're open-handed, ready to receive from me. And so I think like everything points back to
it really does.
Seeking his kingdom first.
Yes.
And his face first.
You can go, girl. Now it's your turn to pop off.
I'm not going to drop the mic, though.
Don't, please don't. Okay. That's my nice one.
Yeah, it's a really cool mic. If you're not watching, you should be watching.
Yeah,
it's a cool
YouTube
mic.
Friends are like, please don't drop it. No, I do. Yes, that is so good. So good, so good. Because, and that's, I think, what makes what you do so cool is that you can nod to culture and you can nod to the evangelical trends and all the things, but then also to like, but you bow to who God is, which is never changing.
Right.
And his word always is the same.
Right.
And he is Alpha Omega and was and is and will always be.
Right.
And because he never changes, but culture is always shifting around us and the trends are always changing, seeking first his kingdom also keeps us aligned in such a way where you can't be wrong when you show up with him.
Totally. Agree.
Which is so good. You know, New Wine, the song?
Yeah.
Yeah, love it.
Love it.
Love it. I won't sing it. You're welcome. But I think that like I did research because I was like, New Wine?
Yeah.
What is that, right?
Yeah.
It's this idea of like these wineskins that hold the wine. It's how they used to carry them before wine bottles existed. We know this. Mm-hmm. Like if you don't switch out your wineskin, then it actually like sours your wine. Like it actually impures, whatever, how you say it. It goes bad.
Yeah.
Okay. It spoils or it ruins your wineskin, but you have to continually like be adjusting, trading out your wineskin for a new one so you don't ruin the wine.
Right.
And it's kind of the same for us. Like we have to adjust. Ask the Lord, okay, what is it today that looks different?
Totally.
For how I serve you.
Totally.
And be okay switching out our wineskin.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you're trading out your wine.
Right.
It just means you're putting your wine in something better.
Yeah.
And so, anywho, that was really like deep and but like.
That was good.
But the song came to mind, which is so true. Like, we're not asking you to go and find a new God, because I think that that's not it. Or like to find a God that fits what you want to do. And I think that that's it too, is like, we're not trying to find a God that fits what we want to believe. We're trying to fit what we believe around who we know God to be. Mm-hmm. And that is sanctification.
Period.
Period dot blank. Brought you to church. Okay, wait, for real though, what is your favorite part? I want to do like rapid fire, okay?
Oh, okay. I'm ready.
Yep. Okay. What's your favorite part of the online space?
Feeling like I have a bunch of friends. Like,
yes.
Every time I post anything on my Instagram stories, there's like everybody replies and says really encouraging, kind things in the middle of just all of the hate comments and stuff. So,
well, like the hype you got for your hair.
Yeah. The hype I got for
my
hair.
That was amazing.
Yeah. Just community I have in general is like my favorite part for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. One thing that you'd be like, it's a bust. We hate it.
About being online?
Yeah. Besides the obvious, which is probably like hateful
like
messages.
The haters.
But like something that you're like, okay, unpopular opinion, I don't like.
Well, people are like,
say it.
People are just a little bit much. Sometimes like they pick apart everything you do. So like I am sober, so I don't drink alcohol anymore. I used to get crunk in the club and it would be like one margarita, seven later. And I would, and so I don't drink alcohol anymore, but I drink like, I drink a lot of Poppy, like the prebiotic sodas. Yeah, they're my favorite, not sponsored, but
I like Olipop.
Okay. Well, I'm a Poppy girl through and through.
Okay, well,
I'm really sorry,
no,
but I drink Poppy and I like to put it in my, like I have these really beautiful beautiful wine glasses that my girlfriend got me for my birthday. And so I'll drink them out of wine glasses. Anyways, one was like in the background of a video. Like, no, I wasn't even like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just in the background of the video. And somebody was like, do you promote drinking alcohol? And I was like, what? So things like that were like, I posted a mirror picture, like a mirror selfie, and which I do like every other day because I also promote like my clothes and stuff because girls like to see what I wear.
Yes.
And so I posted a mirror picture and somebody, I'm so scared to say this, somebody replied and said, you have the most perfect square toenail. I'm so jealous. And like my foot wasn't even the part, like it was like a full body mirror photo. So I was like, okay.
And then another time I was listening to, it's so bad.
These are the DMs I literally get on the regular is people just like, one time I got my nails done and I got them a little longer than normal. I like to keep my nails very short, short and square round. And I got them done longer and I posted and I was like, I have long nails and they were almond shape, which is longer than normal for me. I said, got long nails. Don't know how long they'll last. And like, I mean, probably 15 people were like, are the long nails in the room with us? Oh, you consider these long? I'm like, oh. It's like every single thing you say or do, even people who like you and they, these are my fault. These are people who follow me, who like me. They still have something to say about every single thing. So I would say, sorry, that's supposed to be rapid fire. But I would say that is the worst part is people will pick apart every single thing.
Wait, can I go there?
Yeah.
We're here for a minute.
Please.
We're going to like stay on this island for a sec. Listen, I got this message. I think I was like 2 months postpartum. Okay. So like we're in our feels. Mm-mm. I know. That's all I had to say.
Just, I already like, hate where this is going.
This one girl was like, hey, have you changed your skin routine? Like, I love like buying any of the skincare that you talk about. And I just want to see if you changed anything up because like, I don't know what she said or how she said it. She basically was like, your skin is not on fleek. So like, what are you doing? Because I want to make sure not to do it.
No.
I said, I think it's called hormones. And I think it's called, I just had a baby. And I think it's, I don't have time to wash my face at night anymore. I was like,
ew. Okay. See, that's what I'm saying.
People like that. Is that helpful?
A girl,
yes. You know what I mean? Yes. I'm like, can we not just be a girl's girl here for a moment? Like,
right. It's so, and people, I don't even think people know.
They don't. I think it's like a social
they're not,
thing.
They're like, and they also, sometimes I think people, because I'll reply to my DM sometimes, and they're like, I didn't even know you were going to, oh my gosh, queens. Blah, 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 blah. Like, they freak out because they think you're actually famous and you're not. I'm not. You know what I mean? So whenever, I think people, they send messages sometimes not thinking that I'm going to read them. Ooh. Or not thinking that I'll like, I don't know. I read, just so y'all know, listeners everywhere, I read every single DM I get, even the ones in my hidden requests.
Does someone ever follow you and you go and you're like, oh, who is this? And you go and look and you're like, oh, it's such a cute dog. And then you just like kind of creep on them.
All the time.
Me too.
All the time.
Me too.
I look at my story viewers and I'm like, you guys are beautiful.
I know. I'm like,
oh my gosh, I love y'all.
And then if people ever introduce themselves and they're like, you probably don't know me. And you're like, no, I think I do.
I know you. I totally know you.
Or if people meet you in public, do they start with, I know this is so weird?
They either say, no, this is so weird, or they just straight up say, are you Abercrombie Lacey? I'm like,
Lacey Abercrombie, but I'll take it.
Abercrombie. I was in Abercrombie and Fitch, and a girl said, are you Abercrombie Lacey? And I was like, Abercrombie Lacey at Abercrombie and Fitch, kind of slay. But yeah, Abercrombie Lacey, they ask me, they always say, I know this is so weird. I'm like, I know exactly. And my girlfriends that have like, one of my friends, Kim, she's probably listening to this, honestly, when I see people looking your direction and whispering, I know what's about to happen. And so she's always just prepared to take a photo. She's like, yep. And she's like,
I love it.
So yeah, it's fun though.
That is so fun. Okay, one final question.
Okay.
Or actually, I lied. I have
you
one
can
more
ask
for
as
you.
Many as you'd like.
Careful.
I mean it. Sorry, it was making me think. When you know the words to the song.
I was like, is she about to say it? I was like, go ahead. I'm ready.
Do you want to play? Okay, we actually got to do it once because that's
now we have to.
Did you see the TikTok or maybe it was a reel and it was like, when we're all old in the nursing home and this, did you see this one?
No, but I love it.
And the nurse is like, how can I help you today? And she's like, I used to play this game.
I did see it.
Like, I just want to play it for nostalgia. And it goes like this. You know.
It's so funny. It's such a fun game.
Okay, wait, let's play it.
Okay.
I'll do one, you do one.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want to go first? You have one?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Okay. When you know
the words to the song,
sing along,
sing along. No, don't do this to me.
It's such a good one.
Give me.
I'm on pitch too. Like, I'm on key.
One more note.
Rachel, you're joking.
I'm scared. I'm really good at songs.
I was so worried. I was like, everybody knows that.
Like, we can't be friends. That was all of a sudden, I'm questioning why I'm in a hotel room with you.
I was questioning it from the jump, but
you were so on pitch.
That was me. I know. Now I'm like rewinding.
Okay, you go. I probably won't get it.
Actually, I knew exactly what you were doing. I just wanted to see you do it several times.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. When you know the words to this song, sing along. Fine, we're doing this. Sing along. It's.
Is that, are you on key, you would say?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, try again.
It's.
Gonna be me.
Yes!
The whole podcast is us just doing that. We just keep going. Listen. People are like, what am I listening to?
I am not it's delighting in joy. May.
I really hope that NSYNC goes on tour. Well, I hope that they go on tour, but I know
they have a new song. Well, it's coming out. I saw this on the Today Show this morning.
I didn't know that. I don't watch the Today Show, but I wish I did.
Yeah, you should.
Oh, okay. I'll start.
Maybe. So I'm prescribing this to you. I'm subscribing.
I'm subscribing your prescription.
I actually have gone to the Publix pharmacy and been like, I'm here to pick up my subscription. They're like,
okay. This isn't Hulu.
She's a Gen Z. It's fine. Just give her her medicine. Anyways, okay, that was really fun. That was not what I was going to.
Oh, that's all. Okay.
Yeah.
We need to circle all the way back. We went way far.
This is what it's about.
I love it. Yeah.
This is what it's about.
I'm living.
These are the episodes that are more fun for me to have than probably for people to listen to. And that is going to be okay.
No, I think the people are loving listening to this. And if they're not, they could have turned it off a long time ago.
We're still listening. Love you.
Love you.
Mean it.
DM us.
So we can stalk you.
Please.
We can creepy. Okay. Oh, have you ever been asked for an autograph? That's what I was going to ask.
Rachel.
No, you did.
When I tell you that people ask me, are you ready? I don't think you're ready.
No, I'm not.
But this jelly. They ask me to autograph their Bibles.
Oh, no.
People say, can you sign my Bible? I say, I cannot. But I will highlight my favorite verse for you and write my initials. And they're like, okay. People ask me to sign their Bible. I'm like,
I am literally not worthy.
Yeah. People ask me to sign their Bibles. So I don't sign Bibles just for future reference. If anybody sees me out and wants me to sign their Bible, the answer is no. I will sign your forehead and I will
highlight her favorite verse.
Yeah. And I'll highlight my favorite verse, but I won't sign your Bible. But yes, people have asked me for signing their Bibles. Not anything else, though. Yet.
Dun, dun, dun.
And dun, dun, dun. Okay, fine.
Was that all your rapid fire?
Yep, I think so. The singing of the song really
threw me for a loop, but I honestly very much
took a detour, but I really needed that in my life, so I'm glad that you said yes.
I realize I've been crouched over this whole podcast, so I'm really grateful for the people who are not watching and just listening, because I've been like this.
It's fine. We only take snippets for
reels. Doesn't matter.
No, I'm just kidding. We post the whole episode.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
You win. Okay. One last question for real. I'm not lying. What is something you are loving these days that you have to share with our friends listening? Could be anything. Could be spiritual or not. Could be makeup. Could be a thing you're wearing. Could be a song you're listening to.
This is a lot of pressure. There's so many things I love.
I know.
Well,
bandanas.
But yeah. Well, I love bandanas. So this one, my friend... Actually, she just sent these to me because, you know, one thing about me is if you don't know, now you'll know. And I told you in the elevator. So now, you know, I wear bandanas all the time. Like, they are a staple to my outfits. I love wearing a bandana. I don't care if people are like, oh, where are you going, cowgirl? I'm like, yeah, yeehaw, giddy up out of my way because I look cool in my bandanas. So my friend, she has a little bandana shop called Shop G's Knees. And I am plugging her right now.
Yeah, you are.
But because she bleach dyes the bandanas for you.
I'm sick.
And they're so affordable and I love them. So I did buy them. I'm not sponsored right now, but I did buy them because I love bandanas.
Is this a nudes top?
This is not a news talk. This is Free People Movement. Also, PR package. They sent it to me. Praise God for Free People Movement.
That's so fun.
So I'm loving bandanas always. I'm also loving, I'm going through the Gospels right now. I am in Mark. So we're loving that.
He's very straightforward.
Yeah. He's quick. He's just like, I'm like, okay. So now we're on to that. He's like, and then he healed. And I'm like, whoa. Okay. We're just tracking right along. Very stark difference from Matthew. So I love Mark and listening to, okay, so I like love Noah Kahan. Like I'm a ginormous Noah Kahan fan. I'm going to see him October 15th. Yeah. Oof, and jealous. I can't wait. And then I also am loving Olivia Rodrigo. I know it's a little inappropriate, whatever. I love her song, Get Him Back. She's like, I want to key his car. I want to make him lunch. I was like, yeah. I'm like, I'm not mad at anybody. And there's nobody's car.
She is the new version of what Carrie Underwood was.
Yes.
Before he cheats.
No, literally. Exactly. Yeah, you know, have you seen vibe. Freaky Friday?
I love it.
So I saw this meme that it was like, because, you know, I'm like, I'm 30. I don't know how old you are. Okay, I'm 30 and I listen to Olivia Rodrigo. Hi, I feel like I'm at a meeting. Hi, my name's Lacey. I'm 30 and I listen to it.
And I try to be 25.
But you know, Freaky Friday, the movie, yeah, where Jamie, what's her name? Jamie
Lynn Spears.
No. That's what I was going to say too, though. It's Jamie something, but she's like really famous. She plays the mom in Freaky Friday. Jamie something.
She's in the yogurt commercials.
She's in the yogurt commercials. It's really going to bother me. Jamie something, whatever. The mom in Freaky Friday riding on the back of Chad Michael McMurray's motorcycle.
I'm sorry, who?
Chad Michael Murray. What's his name?
McMurray?
Okay. Is it McMurray?
No,
or Murray?
It's Murray.
Okay, Chad Michael Murray.
Okay.
She's riding on the back of his motorcycle and she like has her sunglasses on and it says, this is how I feel listening to Olivia Rodrigo as a 30-year-old. I'm like, that is the most perfect description I've ever heard in my
life. It's perfect.
So,
okay, Jamie. Wait. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis. It was Jamie Lynn Spears and Jamie Lee Curtis are very, they're
double
not
Jamie
people,
names.
Yeah, I knew it was a big
and
thing.
They're
like
just,
that.
They're both Jamie Lee.
Exactly. So you were on the right track.
I got you.
Good job.
Your teamwork.
Anyways, I love Olivia Rodrigo. I love Get Him Back.
That's a good one.
I have one. I'm like in my car driving so fast. It's the volume's all the way up.
Yeah. It's like the songs by Kelsey Ballerini and it's like all these like married women singing these divorce songs.
I'm like, I have no, I'm not angry at all. I'm not in love with anybody. I'm not mad at my exes. I'm like, but I just still have to listen to this all the way through.
It is, yes.
And it just feels great.
Go.
Anyways, that's all.
I'm like linking in the show.
Listen to Get Him Back by Olivia Rodrigo.
I love it. Oh, thank you for coming to my hotel room. Thank you for being
What a strange outro, Rachel. You're welcome.
For real. As y'all know, we do link everything in the show notes. We will link Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah.
I want to link bandanas.
Shop G's knees. You can look like me. And that's such a great fun thing.
Except she won't sign your Bible.
I won't sign your Bible.
I'm super grateful. Thanks for taking a chance on me.
Thanks for taking a chance on me.
Thanks for listening
to
my...
We're like nervous on Thanks.
Thanks. No, but for real. Thanks for listening to my voice message because you never know where those go.
Oh, yeah. I listened to it at like 6:30 this morning and I was like kind of fuzzled. I was like, what?
What's going on?
So I had to re-listen to it when I was really awake. Yeah. I was like, am I a mom of three? I'm not sure, but I feel like I am.
Well, for real. This means the most. Thank you for coming, sharing wisdom and laughs and all the things. And our friends that don't know you as Jezzy Beth are now just like, they just entered a whole new level of life.
A whole new level.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome, everybody.
Thanks so much for listening to another episode with us. It would mean the most if you took 30 seconds and left us a 5-star review in whatever platform that you're listening in right now. It's one of the best and free ways that you can love on us. So don't forget that anything we mention in today's episode from resources, products, and more can all be found in our show notes at realtalkwithrachel.com. For more updates, behind the scenes, and fun chats, head over to Instagram and follow us at Real Talk Podcast.